So, next and last is Pavel Lesek, and he's the managing editor for the Linux magazine in Poland, so we move upwards. He's a lawyer by education and thus combines well the legal and the technical aspects, I guess. And he's talking to us about community, the free and open source community, both users and developers, and also some about what Vinny was talking about, the free and open source software in government, and very interesting, I guess, business opportunities. Thank you.
Hello. Well, as Vera told, I am managing editor for Linux Magazine. If you are from Germany or UK, you are all probably know this magazine, and we started in Poland in January, and well, it's quite a successful publication. And because of that we are publishing a magazine about Linux and more about open source, about community, well, this gives us a knowledge about everything which happens with movement and community of open source in Poland. There's very interesting parallel because with everything which Vanni talked about BSA also applies to Poland. This is the same situation, and I think that is a global strategy for this part of the world that BSA represents. However, I would like to show you the background and the important information about free software in Poland. That's a pity that there's nobody from Russia because well, Poland is the biggest country that in Central Europe and the biggest that now accessed the European Union, but it would be good to see what happens in Russia. I know that there are many interesting things in open source movement in Russia now, but this is for the next time. And okay, I would like to show you a few attempts of putting open source free software in the place of government targets, about strategy that the government represents about open source in Poland. I will tell you about open source community in Poland. This is very interesting. I will show you also example projects and give you a few words about business, but not that business with strategies, big companies, but small businesses that starting up from using open source as a framework for the activities. Well, this is very interesting. There's very interesting initiative in Poland because there's an official document that government prepares as its strategy that is called National Strategy for Open Source Development. This document is very important for community. It started accidentally, I think, because nobody in government really cared about open source, but there are a few brave souls which are powerful enough to put this in government talks. And this strategy is important because it officially states a few targets that are important for free software, open source software. Well, I'm using those terms in common. Of course, there are differences, but for this presentation, I'm using free software, open software exchanging. And that strategy, the most important point of the strategy is that all IT systems that are funded from taxpayers' money, that means public sector, should be open sourced. That means that if you are building internal systems for exchanging information between government institutions, for example, financial information, it should be built on open source applications. And this is, of course, very revolutionary target, and I don't suppose it will be we will be able to do this, but well, this is interesting. The other point is that the strategy states that it should be built a local service that will offer open source software packages for using in public sector. That would be software packages prepared especially for government and local government special application for their needs. And this is very interesting because it resembles the development of open source, like SourceForge or something like this. The authors of the strategy imagine that it would be possible to build a single sponsored by government services that will be maintained, all those packages in the development cycle, similar to open source packages. Of course, there would be binary packages, software source packages, and documentation available from those services. Okay, but, well, everything with this strategy is interesting, but unfortunately, everything is politics in Poland, as in Eastern Europe, and as in the rest of Eastern Europe. So I think that this document will disappear after the next elections. But what is important, that this document existed, that there's the first sign that someone started to think about free software, and that was sponsored by government money. And this document is not so trivial. I told you only about a few points, but this is a very large document, and you can find it. If you want to know the main points, please contact me. We'll translate you the most interesting part. And there's also one more thing that this document introduces: technological neutrality of the state. So when government will buy a software or will order an implementation of IT applications, it should be they should allow different companies that are delivering different technologies. So the most common situation is that there are a few companies that want to sell software for government sector, but each of them offers Microsoft Office, for example. This is not technological neutrality. It should be able for other companies to offer open office solutions, for example. And this is the very important in Poland, because this is the same situation as in Bulgaria. Microsoft wants to using its political connections and financial possibilities to put its software as the only solution for government and only solution for education, and they are even able to sell for very little money. If they see the alternative, that the company, like for example now IBM, shows alternative built on open source, Microsoft is even able to give something for free, which is unusual in normal situation, but they are fearing. They fear that there's some competition from the other companies. Okay, but let's talk about community. This is another thing that I'm very afraid. Bad news. I cannot see open source community in Poland in general. There are well, I can compare the, for example, Linux users groups in Germany and in Poland, and this is tragedy. In Poland, there are a few hundred members of Linux users groups. In Germany, there is a question of thousands. And of course, those Linux community, for example, in Poland, has very little impact on the. Well, the open source market, let's say this. There are no projects that are sponsored by user groups, that are maintained by user groups. There are small groups of people that are trying to do something, some projects, some very interesting implementations. But because those are young people without organization, without real experience in management, because open source projects are ordinary projects that require professional management. I always show people that Debian project is one of the best managed projects, IT projects I ever seen. And this is because professional knowledge that people require to maintain open source projects. And for example, discussion about software patents in Poland does not exist in fact, because there are no public interest in discussing those questions. I think this is very common for Eastern Europe, that people are in fact very uninterested in public activities, because open source and discussing about ideas is some kind of activity that people are not used to do, because we are learning still democracy. We are still learning that you can change something if you do something. And this is very connected with open source in general. It is hard to tell people that they need to organize, that they need to do something, because this is an act of creativity, and people need to do something by ourselves. Another point is, of course, lack of activity. However, of course, I believe that the situation will start to change. The real chance is economy. Economical size aspect of open source in Poland is very different than the economic side of open source in America, for example, because open source is chance for small companies, for startups here, to gain some interest, to get some, to sell some products, not only in Poland. And I think that this is the most pragmatical way for popularizing, for making open source more popular. And this is the way that open source will be treated as a partner in for example, in by government. And the second place is education. And education, this is what NGO could do, because for us, for Linux Magazine, it's hard to play as a Linux evangelist, because we are a commercial enterprise and this is not our role. We can help, but it's we are waiting for some independent organizations, foundations that will help to people to understand that the open source is good, because it gives chance for developing IT sector in Poland, because it creates community, and the community is very important. It is crucial for civil society, and and this is a question of education. Okay, I will show you quickly a few projects that I told you that the Linux community, open source community, is poor in Poland, but there are some projects that interesting that are active and maintained through the following years. The first is the only full-size Linux distribution developed locally. This is PLD, Polish Linux distribution. It is based on Red Hat, but it gives excellent repository of packages. All packages are localized, are repacked, are checked, and this is the biggest open source project in Poland, I think. There are many maintainers. This project is active, and there are even a few commercial solutions that are based on PLD. Of course, I suppose it would be useless to download and use for this distribution for people that don't know Polish, because the installer is in Polish and everything is in Polish. But it is interesting that something like distribution is able to do in this country. There's one application that always gives attention when I'm talking. It is named GaduGadu. It is instant messaging client. GaduGadu is local Polish instant messaging solution. And this is very interesting, because this is of GaduGadu is commercial enterprise. Very small company started that instant messaging, but because that company opened protocol that is used by this instant messaging, there are plenty of open source clients for this software, for the servers, and the GaduGadu dominates instant messaging in Poland. It is 80% of instant messaging in Poland based on this protocol. Why? Because they open it source, and because commercial vendors like Microsoft ignores this protocol, so the availability of clients and outperforming features of this instant messaging software outperformed commercial giants. There are also examples of here are examples of clients that were developed as open source. There are clients for GNOME, there are clients for KDE, and even for macOS X. Everything open source. Other projects maybe more interesting for programmers. There's a GANT project. This is a programming language that consists that can be used for low level programming, and this project has even get a grant from I don't remember from some of the US foundations, and okay, it is very, very good. If you are a programmer, it is worth to see it. Nah. Okay, the other projects are not so interesting. However, the last one, Linux EduCD, is interesting if you are using Knopix. There was also a few brave souls that started a project that used Knopix as runtime and created a live CD that is used for as demo, as teaching tool for people, for teachers that are teaching children in schools. And it is very successful because people know that they are not risking when they running this distribution from CD, and they are starting to learn. This is very popular in Poland, and this is very good because Microsoft puts much money for investing and selling licenses for Windows and Office in schools. And there's this distributions, Linux EduCD works from back office and puts and gets more popular. And well, I intended to talk about business. Of course, there are boring things like that Poland is biggest market and it's very close to Germany and many German companies started here. But it is, I think this is boring because it's not about open source, in fact, and about community. So I only want to talk about something that is also a chance for open source. Those are small companies. In Poland, there's an eruption of business activity of ordinary people. Most of young people and study starts its own company. They want to find a way to sell something, to offer something that is interesting. And free software, of course, is excellent background for building a new applications. And of course, this is, as you can read, everyone is want to imitate the way of Steve Wozniak, as that started Apple Computer with Steve Jobs. And people are very active, very, very interested in selling something. And I've seen many small companies that are incredibly small and started without money are selling their solutions to US, to the Japan, for example. There's one of the biggest software vendors of software for G3 phones is located in Poland, for example. This is very well little known thing, but this company also started in garage, in fact, and now those guys are doing very important things in Japan. So this is the other side of open source, very close to me because, well, I'm looking at the business side of open source and Linux, in fact, and I think this is very important for open source in Poland because community is poor, and this poor community is effect of underdevelopment of the country technologically. undeveloped country is, and the lack of community is the result of the whole problems of the economy, in fact. So I think that the situation will change in a few years, in fact, because small companies and even medium companies like Novel, for example, are very helpful in popularizing open source, in fact. Of course, they have only commercial intentions, but, well, they help. They are helpful in this. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Pavel.